This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth around 5,900 crore rupees at Sivan in Bihar in a short while from now. They are related to urban development, sewage treatment, PM Awas Yojana, railways and power sector. Mr. Modi will also address a public meeting on the occasion. We have a report.
Boosting railway infrastructure in the region, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the new Vaishali-Devariya railway line project connecting Bihar and Uttar Pradesh worth over 400 crore rupees and flag off a new train service on this route. For better rail connectivity to North Bihar and Purvanchal region of Uttar Pradesh, the Prime Minister will also flag off the Vande Bharat Express between Pataliputra and Gorakhpur via Muzaffarpur and Betia. He will flag off a state-of-the-art locomotive built at the Madhora plant in Saran district for export to the Western African countries. Republic of Guinea. In line with his commitment to conservation and rejuvenation of River Ganga, the Prime Minister will inaugurate 6 sewage treatment plants under the Namami Gange project. The Prime Minister will also release the first installment to more than 53,600 beneficiaries of PM Awas Yojana Urban in Bihar. With Dharmendra report from Sivan, Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Later in the evening, Mr. Modi will visit Bhubaneswar in Odisha and attend a function marking the completion of 1 year of the state government. He will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 18,000 crore rupees. In Sikkim, the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra started from Nathula today. A 36-member group kick-started the pious journey, which was flagged off by Governor Om Prakash Mathur. A total of 10 batches will visit Kailash Mansarovar from the Nathula this year. Each batch will take 11 to 12 days to complete the journey. A female Naxalite has been killed in an encounter with security forces in Chhattisgarh today. The encounter took place in the forests of Amathola and Kalpar area of Kanker district. An intensive search by security forces is going on in the encounter site and surrounding area. In a move to immediately de-escalate the situation in West Asia, Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi is scheduled to meet with his counterparts of Germany, France and the UK in Geneva today. As per media reports, the ministerial delegation of 3 European nations will first meet with EU's top diplomat Kaya Kallas at Germany's permanent mission in Geneva before holding nuclear talks with the Iranian Foreign Minister. On the other hand, Russia has said that a change of regime in Iran will be unacceptable. Russia also warned the US against military intervention in the Iran-Israel conflict. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading higher in forenoon trade today, tracking gains in Asian markets and renewed foreign fund inflows. The 30-share BSE Sensex rose 725 points, almost 0.9% to 82,087, and the NSE Nifty 50 gained 230 points or 0.393% to 25,023 when reports last came in. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Haryana, Delhi, West Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Gujarat region, Konkan and Goa, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Uttarakhand, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Bihar today. The weather agency said the monsoon will move further into north and central India in the next 2 to 3 days. The International Tennis Federation, ITF, has announced that India will host the Billie Jean King Cup 2025 playoffs for the first time in November this year. The ITF made this announcement while revealing the draws in London. In cricket, the first test of the 5-match series of the Tendulkar-Anderson Trophy between India and England will begin at Headingley, Leeds today. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. Indian time. In the absence of senior batters like Rohit Sharma and Virat Kohli, all eyes will be on Shubman Gill, the new Indian skipper in white jersey. In the pre-match conference, the newly appointed Indian skipper said, "Captaining the country is the biggest honour a player can get." And with that, we end this news bulletin.